American history, our hope for the future. America as a nation has an illustrious past, a past where farmers, silversmiths, and preachers took a stand for freedom. These colonists fought Great Britain, the nation with the strongest military at that time, and emerged victorious. They held the torch of freedom high so that all could see and know that our liberties would not be extinguished on their watch. Our founding fathers formed a government that is of, by, and for the people of the United States, a government where our concerns can freely be expressed and our voices be represented. Of all the nations on this earth, America is the only one that has never changed its form of government. We are a people that have and still do uphold equality and justice for all. Unfortunately, our nation's glorious past is also checkered and marred by the faulty decisions made by imperfect men. Slavery became a major industry in this country, and while not all slave owners were vicious and cruel, we cannot and will not forget that all men are created equal. After a long civil war over states' rights and slavery, our country then was healed from these wounds of division and was united once again as one nation under God. Instead of brother fighting against brother, we began fighting hand in hand with one another. World War I and II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, even the current war in Afghanistan, we have been and continue to be united, defending not only our own liberty, but protecting the freedoms of others as well. Grievously, however, some of our fellow Americans failed to recognize the sacrifices our American heroes have undergone to preserve liberty, but would rather dwell on divisive issues that have been resolved years ago. George Santayana once said, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." Many Americans have forgotten our past, and now our history is repeating itself. By creating division among us and erasing our heritage, they hope to build up their own ideal socialist society, which is no society at all. They are cutting open a scab on our flesh and pouring salt into it, instead of leaving our nation to rest and heal on its own. While they may thrive on disparaging our nation, the true patriots of this great country flourish when America and our heroes are honored and respected. Let us continue to fix what is broken in America, but let us also honor her for protecting her citizens' freedoms more than any other nation on earth. My hope for the American future is that her citizens will look to our history and commemorate the sacrifices that brave men and women have undergone to preserve liberty. This past summer, I visited the home of some of our friends. Their daughter was a Marine, and their son had recently left to attend boot camp at Parris Island. I would say that they are the quintessential patriotic Americans. While at their house, I noticed a beautiful framed poster with big words at the very top reading, "It is the veteran." Underneath them were images of American soldiers lined up in their uniforms from revolutionary times to current day. Beneath them read this, "It is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right to a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote." Let us always remember these veterans and what they have done to protect what we so often have taken for granted. Our duty as citizens of this great country is to show others our history and let them see for themselves the great devotion that others had toward America, to inspire them with that same great devotion to her. Ronald Reagan once said, "Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same." Thank you.